Hopefully we're recording.
Red light.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, you got your timer?
Yes, sir.
All right, you guys ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Do I need to remember how to do the intro?
Yes.
No.
No.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Don't
overthink it. I can't keep this all to myself. I got all you need and I'm sharing the wealth. Talking it up. Hey. Who should I tell?
Like, blah, 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 blah. I can't keep this all to myself. Welcome to The Pitch Session, a weekly show where we here at EO7 Media like to sit down, look at a real brand just like yours, and go over marketing ideas such as photo, video, and marketing content for their business. This week, as every week, I am joined on my right here, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm Nathan. I'm actually sitting where Hilda is supposed to sit.
I know, we're changing it up. We're keeping it focused. And on my left, because Hilda wanted to switch it up and threw me off my game from the right to left.
So now I get to be third because Nathan already put me in third place.
Here's the thing. No. I am officially third. I'm out of place being second. You two are the stars.
Oh, shush. But don't forget to introduce Rex.
And this week we are graced by my office manager. If you follow me on Instagram, you have seen my boy and he's going through some medical issues this week. So
he looks so cute in his red sweater. Yeah.
So guys, thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you for having us. Not like you gave us a choice.
How are you guys doing? You guys doing okay? Like we were off for a week.
Yeah, we just came back from Vienna, so we had an awesome wedding, and we just filled Nathan in on it. And Nathan, you just finished?
I finished my documentary. Well, part of it. I finished up part of it that I got a grant from my school, so
nice.
It's going to go open an exhibition there. I'm still going to work on it. A little more, but it's good enough for me to show like the rough first draft to people.
Awesome. We're so excited for you.
Once you get something to show online, make sure you tell everyone on the show. Like we want to promote that.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll have a little pitch session about it. Try to get you out there. You're like, maybe. No. I'm in charge of my art.
I'm game for whatever. Let's do it.
I like it.
All right. Yeah. So this week we are focusing on a local music band. Like, is a band right word?
Yeah.
They are more than that. They are we kind of determined a one-stop shop for everything to do with event music. So they got DJs, musicians, and they do AV and lighting services. So they provide all kinds of stuff.
That was good.
Did we say the name of the company?
No, we have not.
Yaz Events.
One of the premier AV music one-stop shops for live and DJ and AV
events
in Chicago.
Anytime you say AV, I'm telling you the 50% of the population just checked out. Women don't care. So, just say lighting.
Well, it's more than that. Yeah, it's audiovisual. I think it has to do with
eating his sweater.
Oh, yep. Okay. I mean, please keep going.
Yep.
Anything to do with lighting for a show. So like, I think like a light show, like, more complex stuff.
Okay.
That's my interpretation.
But I don't know if like the whole AV and all that should be in the description. It's a little bit too technical.
I don't think so at all.
No?
I think it's a very normal, commonplace term.
But are you looking for AV whatever if you're hiring a band?
Well, it depends if you're also looking for other aspects.
I see.
If you're an event organizer, I think you know what AV
is. Okay, that's it. See, I'm not an event organizer, so I don't know.
That's good to point out.
People will recognize what they're talking about. All right, cool.
It's good that you pointed that out.
Let's dive into their brand. Let's start the show. Chapter one, the branding.
Okay.
Start us up.
15 minutes on the clock.
15 minutes on the clock.
All right, well, here's the deal with their branding. They have a business brand goal to become the top-mentioned company when corporate and wedding clients are searching for bands, DJs, musicians, AV, and lighting.
And we want to mention briefly that we get this information from when they fill out the form through the website.
Yes. So when companies, like just like yours, you can reach out to us through the form down in the description below. Yaz reached out to us and filled out the form, and there were two different goals they had in mind.
Yeah.
One was to be the top mentioned company, and the other was what?
They would love to work in their own space in Des Plaines/Rosemont area and have a venue where people can actually come and hear their music.
Which is freaking awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, what we decided was, since those are two very different types of marketing, we're going to focus on one of those and put our whole effort into getting the best kind of ROI from that one. So we decided that we're going to go with the top mentioned company. So really about
promoting word of mouth.
Promoting word of mouth, promoting them online. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they get known faster, better, and
the best one to find.
Yes.
So let's dive in.
Yeah, they are set apart by a couple things. The top one they mentioned was that they are woman-owned, so that might be something we focus on with branding. They're also unique because they provide all of the DJ, music, and band services, so that creates ease for clients. So that's they don't have to go to three different places to get what they need for their event. They can go to just them. So that's what makes them that one-stop kind of thing. Easy to work with was also something they pointed out. They'd been told by vendors that they were very easy to work with.
And I can confirm I've worked with them, and they're a dream.
Same here. Their communication is out of this world. They go out of their way to help. And as another vendor working an event, I think that's crucial.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Their ideal customer is someone who values music, someone who wants something very specific. So what I took that as was like someone who wants very specific needs, like you want this exact genre of music, you want this particular lighting setup. They can work with very specific requirements, which is pretty valuable. Not everyone necessarily offers that. And they provide, you know, somebody who wants a unique or standout event is really what they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
For the marketing, they've tried pretty much everything. They've tried banners, signs. They advertised in The Knot and Wedding Wire, so they like two websites, and they said that they don't no longer pay for those.
Yeah, yeah. We're seeing that as a theme for people who work in the wedding industry, that those, they're not there to help you. Those organizations are not there to help your business. They are there to just host a page.
Right.
Regardless if you pay them.
There's a whole new lawsuit about that. I don't know if I told Yeah, remind me to tell you later. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They also did a service called The Bash. I think that's a web service. And they said it gets them only a few events every year, but it's worth it because it pays off.
Okay. Okay.
Party Slate. They dislike it. Waste of money. And then here's what I thought was most interesting. They had a relaunching party, and they invited current and past clients, and that was apparently very effective at getting them business, even though these are all people they know. They got them a lot of business. And they pay for some SEO services. They're not sure if it's working, you know, so that they're ambivalent on that. And then they also pay for Facebook and Instagram ads, and they are on TikTok as well. And let's see. In terms of the social media they're on, their focus is YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Their website,
those are the smarter ones, yeah.
And Google Business. And what they said they wanted help with was YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook,
so all of
website,
the above.
Google Business.
All of the above. Okay.
Yeah. Quite literally everything. So here's the thing. We kind of touched on this earlier. Their marketing campaign goal that they set for this campaign is to seal the deal, get more actual sales. But their branding goal was to become the top mentioned company. So this is
so
what
we
wanted to focus on. Do we want to pitch them something that gets them more recognition generally, their name in more people's mouths, or do we want to help them seal the deal?
No, the first one. Weren't you paying attention? We went over this.
No, I know, but I didn't bring up this last part about actually sealing the deal.
Sealing the deal is like when people actually show up and they talk to you and they maybe go see you live and whatever, but they don't actually follow through with signing the contract.
That's sealing the deal, signing the contract. But so the point is, one marketing campaign does one thing.
Yes.
But if we're going to have one particular focus, it would be...
I think, to be honest, I think the whole sealing the deal thing is not in marketing so much as in sales tactics. So there's probably some sort of disconnect about how they're approaching that. Or they just don't... What do you mean?
I think anything can be brought back to marketing. Mm-hmm. And I think if you market in a certain way, and you need to be very tactful, you need to be very tact-guided to understand how you're marketing in order to seal the deal.
Okay.
If you would like to push that deal, you need to market a little bit differently.
Mm.
And I'm not saying all your marketing has to go that way, but when you put a focus into a marketing campaign, it needs to focus on one element. Because if you go too wide, what's going to happen is you're going to dilute your message. Mm. And your message isn't going to be clear.
So can you give an example of how they could use marketing to seal the deal?
Well, sealing the deal would be more customer-based. So instead of the show itself, I would focus more on the customer relation aspects. In their notes, they did say that their customer service is very important to them and making people happy is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, when people want to work with people they like, people want to work with businesses they like, and they want to feel comfortable enough that when they sign that piece of paper to give them a lot of money, that they're being taken care of and they're being heard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go the route of doing marketing to seal the deal, I want to see a lot more marketing aspects dealing with people. Mm. And that's something I see nothing on any of their social media,
like,
is actually working with the clients.
Like, do you mean like how they approach the client when they're actually interacting one-on-one with them?
I think even more than that. I think showing the process of, hey, you come to our business, we're going to sit down and walk you through this. Here's what it looks like, actually walking them through. And you want to give them something of value. Remember, everything you market has to have some kind of value out there. Because if you're just putting something out there with advertising and commercial purposes, you're not providing anything for the viewer. Are you okay? You're okay. So if you want to seal the deal, I want to see that customer interaction. I want to see more testimonials. I want to see if they're focusing on weddings, I want to see brides down and telling me they were amazing to work with. I signed the contract. They took care of everything. They held my hand, that kind of thing.
I see.
Or I want to see them walking through the process of like, this is how you book us. You know, you meet with the band, you go see us, blah, blah, blah. But it has to be that customer interaction. We have to see that visually.
So basically you just gave them another thing to do just exactly for that. So good job, Jason.
But, I mean, that's basically what it is.
As a business, their business brand goal, which they said in the earlier part of the forum, is to become the top mentioned company for corporate and wedding clients. So that's something that we could focus on with this. And that's about just getting out there into the ether and being on people's minds.
Yes.
Bingo.
And doing some stuff that gets them attention.
And doing some stuff that gets them attention.
That's a funnel. Right. A funnel for people to, once they get through that, then the deal can be solidified, sealed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, worry about that deal when you get it, but let's get you attention first. Mm-hmm. Let's get you people on the radar. Let's get you so well known that they can't help but ask for more information. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
So, what else? What else do we want to talk about? Their branding. While we have 6 minutes left,
you guys want to talk about their website?
Sure. I did like the website very much. It's user friendly.
Oh, it is. It's,
yes.
Here, you want to guide us through?
Oh, sure. If I don't mess up. Okay. Yes. Events. They are woman owned, LGBTQ friendly, which is emphasized. Where is their website, Jason? Before I start messing up.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
But please keep going.
So I've worked with Amy in the past, and I know that she is very proud of her band, and she's very proud of her inclusiveness. And so it does. I see, like, in the people that she hires, you know, that there's like all ages, you know, everybody. So it's not like, you know, a girls only band because she's woman owned. Right, like, she's very inclusive.
And a social butterfly.
Yes.
Literally every event I go to, I see her there. And we were at the Delish Cakes anniversary shoot like two weeks ago. Was that last week?
No, it was a week ago this Sunday, yes.
And I saw her there, and I kind of shook my head of like, she can't be here. Like, why would she be here?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there she is.
Yep.
She's is amazing. A go-getter.
Yes. And they recently rebranded, and I love the new logo, and it was Yaz. It's now it's Yaz Events.
It was Yaz Jazz.
Yes.
And now it's Yaz Events, which I think opens up the door for so much more. And also Yaz Events feels a little classier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So something I really like.
Tell me.
Don't worry about it. Let's.
I don't know how to go home. There we go. I got
it. She wants to go home.
Do you want to go home? You want the show to be done?
No. Sorry.
I'm tired.
Okay. That's what I was going to talk about. Thank you for bringing me home. Yeah. That a video loads fast and it's
really fast.
Yes, really fast. And it looks fun. Yeah. And I love the opening page. It says, enjoy a luxury experience and boom, plan your event where you could click on it. So there's the thing we're looking to find the words for: customized music, bands, wedding DJs in the Chicago area. So we were looking for the tagline before trying to figure out what their tagline is. So this should be repeated also on Facebook, on Instagram and everything.
Oh, that's a really good point, because we were looking for that on the other socials.
So it's a perfect little tagline, you know, great branding, but that tagline and branding should be repeated on all the platforms. Yeah.
That's really nice. Something I just got to throw out there, because I've been doing a lot of research about brand colors and things like that. I love the color, because there's not color.
Like, you mean the gray and black?
It's very subdued and simple, because literally like this, because they are event performers.
Right.
So that means people will look at this and automatically put their color over it and say they look amazing. They match our brand, our feel.
Smart.
Their brand storytelling is literally how are we going to help your story?
Instead of
and I think that's really
taking
smooth.
The spotlight.
Instead of taking the spotlight, instead of being like, oh, we're bright blue, oh, we're bright pink. Like you are literally being a service for someone else who already has a vision in mind.
Yep.
How do you import your brand into that and still be completely, you know, smooth and cohesive?
So good job on the branding, Amy.
I love the color. I love it. It's a nice detail that goes a long way.
And the font too, very classy and high end.
Yep.
So is that, are you wanting about the?
Sure.
Okay.
And then the About Us section. Didn't you mention something about the pictures?
Okay,
in
so
the about
I love section? I love the professional pictures they have of the band. So first of all, it sounds like they have a 20-piece band. So I want to see 20 headshots or 20 people in the group. But what I noticed that on the About Me page, it's great that it starts with the video because obviously everybody wants to see that. But then there's a whole lot of text. And then there's more text before we get to the photos. So it's like, okay, the band is, you know, they're singing. These are, some might be professional, some might just be cell phone shots. Photos are great, no complaint.
Yes, yes.
But I have to go halfway down to meet the team, which is, to me, that is the About Us. Is that the
You're playing music? The video. The video's awesome, but let's not have it on the...
I didn't put it on.
No. I'm not playing
autoplay.
It's on autoplay, which is smart on a website, by the way.
So all these photos that show all these beautiful people should be near the top, I think so. Because people want to see faces. So it's they don't want to read the blah, blah. If they want to read the blah, blah, they will scroll past the faces and find the info.
Why do we want the faces first?
Because humans are trained to connect to other humans, you know, from infancy on. It's like survival. It depends on connecting with other humans. So they connect to a human face. So
as a sales part...
As marketing,
why do we want to see their faces?
Because we want to connect with who's coming to my wedding and who's going to be there, who's going to take care of me. And also, I think, make sure Amy's first. So Amy should be first. She is first. Yes. So that looks amazing. So definitely, like, I want to know who I'm talking to when I call her on the phone. I want to know who's going to deal with my issues when my mother-in-law starts requesting songs that shouldn't be requested or whatever. Yeah. And also, I just want to point out, like I said, the photos are beautiful, except one of the DJs has like an outfit that looks like he was at his wedding, which is a cute photo. It doesn't belong. It feels off brand. So even if you just go to like a dark background or a white background, just to have him a little more cohesive,
especially next to the other DJ. If you have the two DJs next to each other,
all the photos are great, except this guy stands out a little bit too much, and it doesn't look
professional. Feels like the wrong photo got uploaded.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure he's a nice guy, Pat Finn.
But again, it's brand cohesive.
Exactly. So everything else is so shiny that kind of just like takes you out of it, you know?
Okay. Yeah. But their website overall.
Love it.
Amazing.
Love it.
All the links are really nice there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's nice and clean. It links to all their socials. Mm-hmm. Nice and good. Any other notes about branding?
Not for this section. I think I'm good with what I've said.
Okay.
I've said enough, I guess.
Okay. Let's wrap up branding. And if you're interested in having us do a pitch session for your brand out there, for your business, make sure you click down in the description below, follow the link to fill out the form, and then we'll do an episode
on
your
brand.
Fill out
the darn form.
So let's move on to photos.
Okay. I guess I'm going to start now since you threw me into it. So aside from, we touched briefly on the making sure that they're Facebook. Their headshots are cohesive. I was also wanting to see a photo of the 20-piece band that's mentioned on the page.
Yeah,
so if there's a 20-piece band, like I want a professional photo of that 20-piece band. I don't know why, like my brain just wants to see it. It's great that I see them in action. So that's one thing I would recommend. Just maybe do some really cool, like, you know, band shots. And also there's breakdowns of smaller bands that she has. So I would also want to see band breakdowns. Yeah, it's not on the About Me page. Like she talks about like this band specializes in X and then this band specializes in Y. So they each have their specialty. So I would also want to see who those performers are together.
Yeah.
And as for marketing, like we talked about creating some sort of a buzz that, you know, people will share and stuff like that. I know you're going to go into your video pitch, but the one thing I thought of is it would be cool if they tried recreating like famous band photos, like famous album covers, you know, like the Beatles and stuff like that.
That's
and
cool.
Then like use their logo and like kind of use the band, the the band that they're recreating, let's say Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, everybody knows the thing, okay?
But with the flag.
Yeah. Okay, so it would be like one of the band members.
By the way, I haven't said but with a flag ever. That was like my first time. Anyway.
I've never said it. I don't know if I ever will.
So it would be something like, you know, Born in Chicago because they're a Chicago band or something like that. So
That's good, use the play on words,
you know, like Jimi Hendrix, you know, pick one of their famous albums or whatever. Yeah. So like, and they could also, like the bands that they have, like each band has their unique thing. Mm-hmm. Like the jazz band could do like a jazz cover and like the pop band could like a pop cover and stuff like that. So
I think
that would be interesting to even share or to talk about because it's like, oh, look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
And you could also like reach out to different creatives in the industry to be like, okay, hey, can you, you know, do hair and makeup? Because we're doing like, you know, the Beatles this week, you know, and then everybody's like trying to find the wig or whatever. So just by the mere fact that she's reaching out, trying to get these band covers made, I think like it'll bring up the hype a little bit more if you're looking for, you know, like makeup artists that, you know, and then of course the makeup artists can use it for their portfolio. And then you could get a photographer that's like up and coming, you know, like shooting a, like almost like a band album, you know, so.
That's very good. Yeah.
And I think that's interesting enough. Like if you were to do like all the different kinds of music, all the different kind of bands, and then you could even have that, like they do a performance in the house.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Dressed up as that.
Yes.
Then you have, you know, video.
Or like, let's say you do five and then you could be like, let's vote for the best one. And then like, you know.
Interaction.
Interaction, yes.
The more interaction you have.
People to engage,
yes. That was really good. I like that idea.
Thank you.
I think if you could do something like that per week.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot to ask.
I know it's a lot.
As this is happening too, then you can take behind the scenes photos. Then you're sharing more to stories. So like the whole leading up to the actual photography part, you know, you could make it into a big thing. And obviously, if they want to go like all out and have it like professionally lit and whatever, then they could hire us. I'm just saying. But like, even if they can't afford it, like they could totally do this in-house.
Yeah.
And and even if it's like with the cell phone, and even if it's a little bit cheesy, it's still going to be fun and interesting to write about and to talk about. And like talk about this band, like this lead singer's, he grew up listening to this band. So that's why we're doing, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That, because then that's more human interaction. It's more about connecting with the band.
Yeah. So, I mean, I assume that they don't play Metallica at events. I don't know. Maybe they might throw an Enter Sandman here and there.
Super shame.
But I'm just, But I'm just saying, like, it would be funny to see which band member is into Metallica and, like, try to see an event jazz type band, you know, like doing something.
Well,
like
I mean,
that.
You keep calling it a jazz type band, but they're not.
Like,
the branding is in our head.
The branding's in our head, yes. So,
and that's why they rebranded to jazz.
I'm glad you rebranded, yes.
Yeah.
So they do more than jazz, they do everything, yes.
Exactly.
If they can do something along the lines of a contest or some to make it a sort of event, what you mentioned about doing something weekly with those album covers, that kind of makes it into a overall like this event that people can really invest in. I don't know what kind of contest they would do. I don't know if a giveaway or something.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a giveaway.
But with those promotional images, that would definitely make it more shareable on social media, which is what they want to get in people's, you know, radar.
Absolutely. And of course, like Jason always likes to say, like the social media is the funnel to the website, you know, so if you want to build up more hype and more interaction, you know, like the more people you get, because she has a lot of Facebook friends, she has a lot of followers. So just the mere fact that she's going to be reaching out, trying to get this done is going to create the hype.
And then you give everyone the image, you give everyone these photos or behind the scenes stuff, and they share it on theirs and be like, can't wait to see this. Now, again, like you said, always think about your marketing funnel. You know, your social media is literally there to get people to your site, to learn more, to book you. So your site should be the end-all be-all where you finish the conversation before they actually come in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like building this up over time, like showing all the hints and behind the scenes, and then you have to go to the website to see the actual photo shoot. And then maybe like a month or two after that, then you release them to Instagram and everything else because, you know, then you just have more content.
Mm-hmm.
But get them to your site.
Mm.
Get them to the blog. Get them to more information.
Yeah.
Because while they're there, people will look around and go, well, what's this? What's this? Maybe I am interested.
Mm-hmm.
But get them to your site in one way or another.
Yeah.
Or you could watch the behind the scenes video on our site. Mm-hmm. You know, get them onto the site.
Since I have some time, should I mention the Facebook IG disconnecting that I noticed?
Is there an IG disconnect?
Well, only because I looked at... Because Amy uses her Facebook the way I do. Like she uses it as, you know, her business, you know, and all her links are there. Except when you look at her Facebook profile, you pull it up, please. Yep. It has personal links. It doesn't have any of her new event links.
Because I found Yaz Events.
Yes. So not Yaz Events. That one's fine. But Amy's page has links that are not Yaz.
Yeah, but that's
events.
Her personal page. But
she promotes a lot of her stuff on there. So,
okay.
Like
so
other vendors might be looking. I'm just saying, like, if I'm looking for a band, right?
Yeah.
And I remember Amy's name. I go to Amy's page because I'm friends with her. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking to share her new rebranded website, I won't find it on there. And I'm probably too lazy to start Googling, okay?
And let's be honest, most people out there will not. Yeah. If they're mildly interested, they will not go to a secondary page mm-hmm. to type in information mm-hmm. to look further. If you cannot give information mm-hmm. in a quick, concise, mm-hmm. linkable manner... Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually happened because I was looking to recommend her and I couldn't find it. So what I did is I got a messenger and I said, what links am I sending? Somebody wants to contact you. So you want to make it as easy as possible for somebody to recommend you, no matter if it's through Facebook or whatever. So when I go to your personal page and I know you're a band leader, your current info should be on there. It's great that she has like a record deal or somebody who's representing her. And, you know, here's like my Apple Music. That's great. But your website, your moneymaker should be at the top no matter what, because that's public.
If that's your focus.
Yes.
If that's how you're advertising out there. And when you use Facebook, like mm-hmm. like you said, she's using Facebook the way you do.
Yeah.
You're on all these different forums, mm-hmm. all these different groups.
Yeah.
And then you say, you know, like, yes, I am available for this. Mm-hmm. So when they go to your personal site, they yep. know, or your yep. personal Facebook page.
Yes.
They know.
Mm-hmm. And even if just somebody just is browsing through Facebook and they're just like page hopping,
they won't find.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that's why I always want to make sure my websites are open and available, you know, because you never know.
Very true. So we have band photo ideas, band recreation mm-hmm. ideas. What else can they do to get more attention?
Well,
hold on. Let me get this right. The top mentioned musical events. One-stop shop.
I guess, I mean, they need more hype, which you're going to say in the video, but like photo-wise, I would just be like documenting everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes photos, like, you know, this is what the office looks like. I would if they have an office, I want to see what the office looks like.
And
yeah, they have an
address. Everything that goes into the preparation.
I would love that.
To give some authority to like, look at how much work we have to do before mm-hmm. we even play.
Bingo.
To document things like that. That's for somebody who's, if you're an event planner, you're looking for like the most top professional people. If you find this group that is documenting like all the preparation they
yep.
do, all the amount of work that
mm-hmm.
goes in.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them
because people
that.
Have no idea that they actually have to sit down and practice somebody's
yeah,
song for
yeah,
hours before
yeah.
they play it at the wedding.
They don't just get together
no.
and start rocking.
Exactly. So you're absolutely
so that's
right.
That's a great way to communicate that.
Yeah.
Just simply.
And you would put that on
photos.
Stories, I assume, or
and,
even
and
on
posts.
The website.
Yeah.
I put it on posts.
A series of photos that's like the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
The next, every stage of the day
a
to
carousel.
The show. And then,
yeah.
and then you have some awesome
show them like at
the
end
of
the
band.
Day, like completely wiped.
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
You, like, you still want to keep them visually compelled that
but
they
yeah,
are
like,
loving
look how
their
tired
job.
They are. They're sweating. Oh,
so,
wait, that's just us. Isn't
that's
it?
Just us. Something to keep in mind when you are approaching either photo or video is to keep everything brand centric. Know what your brand story is in every photo you take, every release you do. Realize how your brand is implemented into that photo. So I love the idea of the journey. I think that's really fun because that breaks it more like, oh, I'm there with them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And it makes it more of a mm-hmm. approachableness.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people might be scared to approach companies like this because they're too big. Mm. They're too. When I had my wedding, I was terrified to come because we barely knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'd done a couple of gigs before, but I wanted to work with you. And I was terrified because I thought you were so like out of the stratosphere. And so I was like, I'm not going to bother her.
Little does he know.
But like, so if you make it approachable, mm-hmm. if you make someone mm-hmm. feel like they're your friend.
Yeah.
They're going to come to you.
And also speaking of that, like I said, if they actually have an office or a studio where they, quote, seal
yes.
the deal.
Yes.
I want to see Amy sitting across from a couple, you know, yes. with the couple's back of the heads, and then her like handing him a pen or something, because then it's like, you know, subliminal, like, hey, look, they're signing the sealing the deal, and so, and like followed by testimonials, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and if the testimonials have photos like with the couple,
absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that would, so I would put like couple photos from previous weddings or events or businesses or, you know, corporate or whatever, with the little phrase that, you know, they were so easy to work with, you know, mm-hmm. we're so glad I booked them and stuff like that. But I definitely want to see her shiny face with the couple, whoever she's signing, or, you know, just some sort of interaction that looks like a business transaction, instead of, you know, because like you also want to show that, hey, she's a serious business person, mm-hmm. you know, not just the band leader, if that makes sense.
Okay.
One other thing, looking at their Instagram, I'm seeing photos of them performing, which are great. There's a lot of great photos here, and they have some cool like TikToks mm-hmm. that show like their live performances. And so I'm not sure how they're getting them, if they're just working with the wedding photographer and asking for some spare photos mm-hmm. and whatever they happen to have. But I was going to note that if they don't have their own dedicated photographer, if they get the chance to get one, mm-hmm. they could have an even larger reservoir mm-hmm. of photos of them performing, and they could, if they had somebody who could dedicate the time to do that, get
That's
really
smart.
Stylized photos.
Yes.
The more the better.
Artsy photos in some, action, yeah.
The more the better, and if they can make
idea.
Them look as cool as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is great. You could do amazing things mm-hmm. with concert photography, yeah. especially yeah. if you have like someone dedicated to
yeah.
it.
So, and that's what, so that would be, that's a great idea, like when they have a yeah. gig that like...
And who knows, maybe they do have a photographer who comes mm-hmm. just for them, but yeah. if they don't, I would
right.
highly recommend
right.
it.
Like when they have the 20-piece band playing, and like the lighting is epic, and they're just amazing, like... You should actually yeah. hire somebody for something like
so
that.
So I want to touch on that while mm-hmm. we have time. I think having a dedicated photographer with one style, so that no matter what gig they go to, it'll be the same style yeah. over and over. So very similar to how your photos look, I can scroll through Instagram very fast and instantly know which ones you do, because I know your style of photography. Mm-hmm. If they had a dedicated photographer at their live events, not only would all their stuff be brand cohesive and look really good mm-hmm. and high quality, and then you'd get those bigger clients, but then you have a dedicated photographer taking, 1,000 photos mm-hmm. a night, culled down to maybe 200 mm-hmm. good ones. Mm-hmm. You don't post those all at one time. You post those 3 months from now,
yep.
6 months from now, a year from now, and yep. you keep going, and you're building this massive library where you can post mm-hmm. 5-6 times mm-hmm. a day.
Yep, yep.
And that's a lot.
That will pay yeah. for itself mm-hmm. in a year.
100%. Yeah. And it looks like you're yeah. always busy even when you're not.
Yeah, so. And mm-hmm. if you have a week off, mm-hmm. no one will think that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Love that.
That's good. We have a minute left on the timer.
I honestly think that dedicated photographer is probably like mm-hmm. my number one.
That's a fantastic idea.
It is a big investment, but as it you is. Said, it's mm-hmm. like if it, to get to reach that next level of being on everyone's
radar
when they mm-hmm. think of that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the move.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Else? Nope. It's all
move
you
on.
Now.
All right. Let's move on to all video. Right. And if you guys are interested in having your business on the pitch session, make sure you reach out to us at the email down below. Or you can click on the link down in the description and fill out the form right now to be on the pitch session very soon. Like maybe not next week, but like very soon. Depending on when you watch
this. As soon as humanly possible.
As soon as humanly possible.
Okay.
All right, let's dive in to video.
But you can go ahead and start.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start. Video. I'm going to pitch an idea that I had very briefly. Hilda and I talked about mm-hmm. this before the show. I think the idea is really fun. It's a little bit out there, and it kind of puts everything that you've said in your form to us, Amy, back at you. So the number one thing you said was you're not seeing a lot of interaction from sales sites like Wedding Wire and things like that online, but you are seeing a great engagement when you do live events. And this makes complete sense because you're a live musician, organization, company, whatever. Mm-hmm. You are literally at your best when you are in front of an audience. Like, you know how it is when you're practicing in a studio. Yeah, sure, it sounds good. But when you're live, everyone's on fire. Everyone has the energy. Everyone's going. So I'm going to take that into mind. And I'm going to take into mind that you want to be talked about. So here's my idea. And this is probably the most out-of-the-box video idea I've had on the show. So
I can't wait.
Not building up hype or anything.
All right, get to it.
All right, let's jump into it. So I'm going to suggest to you a guerrilla-style marketing video shoot. Find a street corner downtown Chicago, one that's very busy, lots of people walking by, and you're going to set up a band on each corner of the street. Now, granted, you got to go through your permits, things like that, mm-hmm. make sure everything's legal. But here's the fun part. You put a band on each corner of the street, and then you can do a couple different things here. The first idea I had was everyone has a dry erase board saying, vote for us. Like, it's a battle of the bands. Like, everyone's playing different kinds of music, right? You have a more jazzy feel, you have a more rock feel, you have a pop feel, you have a funk feel. And then people, what they're going to do, most people are going to walk by. They're going to be like, eh, whatever. Some people are going to stop and then go check this guy out over here. Then go check that band out. They're just going to listen. People do this. Mm-hmm. People, if they hear art, they're going to stop and listen. You're not asking for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, people are going to be wearing shirts with your hashtag or your brand logo and where they can find you online. So even if they take a photo and they don't tag mm-hmm. you, it's still in their photo.
Or maybe they could also vote online too.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That too.
Yeah.
So have the engagement of a dry erase board, mm-hmm. who votes who, mm-hmm. and then you're videoing this all. Okay. It doesn't have to be great video. It just needs to be a lot of video because you're going to compress this down. So after that's good, you play a few songs, get the engagement going. Then, Amy, this is what's going to make you stand out from everybody else and make your band, your whole company, look like something that no one's been doing. And if you want to be talked about, this is what you're going to do. Each band on all four corners is going to play the same song, whatever song that is. It has to be a song that everyone knows. And it's every band is going to be playing that song in a different style. You're going to be playing the jazz version, the lounge version. You're going to be playing the pop normal version. You're going to be playing the more sped up rock, like, let's get party started kind of version. You're going to keep, and you, Amy, are going to walk from one corner to the next singing, and you're going to change your flow and your style as it goes. You're going to have the video going this whole time, so you have that nice 3-minute song going from genre to genre to genre. But then you're also going to get people to stop, listen, and pay attention. This is going to be way more for the after effect, mm-hmm. but you're going to have people dropping their jaws mm-hmm. watching this. So when you do video, you need someone shooting you. You need a couple people shooting the bands, but you also need people shooting the reactions of the people.
That's going to be
Since priceless. It is a public place, you can get reactions. You can get shots of people. And you can also put up a little sign somewhere that says you are walking into an area that is currently being filmed. So you're letting people know. It's a safety thing. So this is your live event. The whole thing, not including setup or teardown, I would say 20 to 30 minutes max. Mm-hmm. You can do this different days. It doesn't have to be just one day. You can do this at different times. And I understand this is free and your team needs to be paid, but this marketing will get attention. Mm-hmm. If you do this a couple times, mm-hmm. the news is going to hear about it.
I love that.
You do this a couple more times, people are going to come out and say, mm-hmm. oh, I saw this on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And you cut this video to hell and back. You make the one big one doing the whole thing.
You cut this video. You editing. So how would you edit it?
I would edit it multiple different ways. One, I would tell the one story mm-hmm. all together. I'd even like show like the beginning of the day, getting ready, mm-hmm. very brief snippets, mm-hmm. and then show the whole thing. Not the whole 30 minutes, but cut it up mm-hmm. into maybe like 5 or 6 minutes of the whole day.
So I have a quick question. As Amy's walking from corner to corner, is she walking towards the camera or behind a camera?
She's doing her own thing. The camera's doing their own, like the camera has to be out of her way.
Got it.
She can ham it up for the camera. Mm-hmm. That's always fun.
Okay.
But after you have this one video, then you crop it down to each song or then each genre and then each little snippet. Then you blast this on TikTok for like 10 seconds here, 10 seconds here, 15 seconds here. You are going to get a minimum of like 50 to 75 videos out of this one thing.
Wow.
And if you do this, you can release these for the next month, like every day, right? Mm-hmm. And then you do the next month and the next thing. Mm. And the more this is being done, the more it's going to be talked about, the more people are going to really engage with this.
I can see this blowing up on TikTok.
And this could. Like this would blow up on TikTok because it's that out of the box mm-hmm. thing. And if you're getting your most engagement from being live, Be live, girl. Mm-hmm. Be live.
Also, they could literally, somebody's phone, go live on one of their pages as whole filming is happening.
I think that's even better. Yeah. Is you should have a camera at each band mm-hmm. going live to different pages.
Oh, I love that even
one on
more.
Instagram, one on YouTube, whatever else, one yeah. on website.
You can go live on Facebook.
Yeah, you can go live on Facebook. And then literally you're engaging people to go check out your different socials. Mm-hmm.
So people that would never even heard of them, they might click on it because click here for a live band. Like, who doesn't want to see that?
And you have business cards or something else there, but not the main focus. That can't be the main mm-hmm, focus. Mm-hmm. Your band and the enjoyment has to be mm-hmm. the main focus.
Yep.
But you can get a ton of content from mm-hmm. doing this.
And she could also, because she has other singers, so she could do one, then the other singer could do another. Yeah.
And keep it engaged. Because when you're at a wedding, you have a closed environment where people are there. Mm-hmm. If you're live, people can walk away. Like mm-hmm. if you're live, like in public, people can walk away at any time. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep that engaged? Shorten the songs. Don't play the whole songs. Keep mm-hmm. them short. I mean, you guys know. Mm-hmm. In any band knows how mm-hmm. to keep people engaged. But guys, ideas, thoughts, add-ons.
No, I absolutely love that. I absolutely this hasn't happened, but I'm dying to see, you know, how a pop song would sound like in the jazz format and in a rock formats, and it's like I would be so excited. I would go just to watch this being mm-hmm. filmed. So I love the idea.
It's
100%.
It's very out of the box.
It's a little
cool.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Something else about the different styles mm-hmm. is that everyone watching this, no matter what type of business you have, take this to mind. No one knows what you can do unless you tell them what you can do. Okay. I hark this back to a dentist that wrote to me years ago, and he said, can you make testimonial videos for us? And I said, yes, absolutely, we can make testimonials. Well, you don't have any dentist videos on your website. And I was like, well, I've done testimony videos for a doctor. He's like, yeah, but that's not dentists. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Oh my
But
God.
Unless you can mm-hmm. actually tell someone.
Yeah. And like, show
hey,
them.
And show them, hey, we can play Smells Like Teen Spirit mm-hmm. in lounge form.
Yeah.
Then they go, I had no idea you could do that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That would blow my socks off.
Yeah,
100%.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
So I think showing them, telling them, and then just really like engaging the crowd. And mm-hmm. As much as you need footage of people playing this and walking around and doing stuff, the footage of the people interacting and watching is epically more important. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a choice between someone playing music for someone watching, shoot the watching. Even if they don't look engaged, shoot the watching. Mm. Because they could do something like pop a smile mm-hmm. or something. And that mm-hmm. right there is worth the entire day.
Mm-hmm. What you said is key, because it's easy to have a captive audience at a wedding because they're enclosed.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, but to actually have somebody stop and listen and have a reaction in the middle of a busy street in one of the
In the middle of their day, they got stuff going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you can do that and you could show it, that would, oh my God, that's hook, line, and sinker. You got them. That's
and
it.
On top of that, what's the best kind of advertising there is?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Yeah. You have word of mouth right there. Mm-hmm. I just saw this band down the street. Mm-hmm. They're still there. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like how cool is that?
Anything to do with live performance mm-hmm. in a place like in a unconventional mm-hmm. place.
Unconventional place.
Mm-hmm. Really great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big important key mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Any other video ideas? I will say, on their webpage, they do have an about us video, mm-hmm. which I love. Mm-hmm. I really like
and
it a lot.
Yeah, and they should definitely have that on all their socials as well.
It is on YouTube, okay. I think.
Did you mess up?
No, I'm so professional. Yeah. This video right here, and I'll go into my notes about the YouTube later, mm-hmm. but they have a nice intro video. They explain who they are. That's great. Mm-hmm. This is from 7 years ago, though.
Oh.
And not everyone is going to look at that, but keep things mm-hmm. up to date. More.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be high production value, mm-hmm. but showing who you are, about us, what mm-hmm. you're going to do, that
Can
needs
I
to be like
quick?
At least once a year.
Okay. And I love that the first thing I see is Amy's face.
Yes.
And it says, why choose yes? Oh, that's off brand now.
I have notes. Mm-hmm. Okay. We will get into it in the next section.
But good job using your face, girl. You're pretty. You should.
Yeah, guys, same with video. The same thing we talked about with photo is people are going to want to see who they're working with. Mm-hmm. They want to see you perform as much as they want to see who you are. Mm-hmm. And then when you're doing these videos, make sure you are shooting people dancing. Make sure you're showing the crowd, because the band is only half of the experience. I want to know, do they rock a crowd, or are they just really good musicians and they have no stage presence? Like, you want to see that crowd rocking. So the more interaction you can get with that, the better.
Got it.
A video form of our suggestion of the, you know, like documenting the day.
Yeah.
Would also be, that's a little more meat and potatoes. But just like,
I like
getting,
that.
You know, the start of the day, get set up. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, whatever, early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Showing that whole process of the day. That's a sort of a simple one. But mm-hmm. you know, again, it shows that the whole process. And then that gives you also an opportunity to see the crowd and how they appreciate mm-hmm. the art. Because that is probably the key thing that you can do with video that you can't do as well with photo, is show how much a crowd is enjoying a live performance and the interplay and the interplay between the crowd and the performers.
Mm-hmm. There's a thing in music called rock talk. That's where a band's on stage and they talk to the audience mm-hmm. and they kind of get like feedback. They're like, "How you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cool."
Yeah.
You know, like they're not looking for the answer, but having those kind of elements in your video hypes up the crowd. You know, like, you guys have been to concerts.
Yeah.
You know when people are like, "I just ate it, blah, 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 down the street," and everyone loses their mind because that's where they eat. So if you have that kind of play in your events too, be like, "Isn't the bride gorgeous?" And everyone's like, "Well, of course she is. This is amazing." Like, you have a totally non-partial person saying this.
Yeah.
People are going to get crazy. Mm-hmm. And literally, as soon as people start going, "Yay," again, this happens at concerts. As soon as people stand on their feet and start cheering, they're not going to sit back down. They're going to rock into that mm-hmm. next song and be more into it. Mm-hmm. So I think having a little bit of rock talk in there, it doesn't have to be grandiose or, mm-hmm. you know, verbose or anything mm-hmm. long, but like, "How are you guys feeling tonight? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, here's one of our favorite songs." And someone says something, it's like, "No." You know, like, have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
And then dive into it. And that's mm-hmm. the start of your video right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Play it up. Have a little fun. Last minute ideas.
We talked about, she mentioned that she wants to be also on LinkedIn, but we looked at LinkedIn and there was no post on LinkedIn.
I couldn't find anything on LinkedIn.
So if you want to be on LinkedIn, you might want to start posting.
I didn't even see a business. Oh, okay. No, I did see a business, but there was like no followers, no posts.
Okay. So start following people on LinkedIn and they'll follow you back usually. And who doesn't want to look at, you know, good music even on LinkedIn sometimes?
That's super
Why
true.
Not?
So should we move on to the branding? Because it seems like we're getting into it.
Let's move on to the branding. Guys, are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying these ideas and this thought process? Now imagine what it would be like to actually sit down at the table with us and us to pitch your brand, whether you're in person at an actual consultation or if you just want to be a part of the pitch session itself. Make sure you check out the link down below, fill out the form, and we can have your business showcased on the pitch session.
All right.
So I'm going to not say that, but I'm just going to remind people that the cheesy sales pitch is extra and you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's free of charge.
Okay.
Let's dive into the marketing. I think since we're already on video, I want to touch on it real quick.
Yep.
So the one thing I noticed on One thing I noticed on their YouTube, they do have a wallpaper. What's that called? A banner?
Banner.
Yeah, the banner's good, but I want to see the whole band. I want to see the whole band. Right now, it's just one singer. Now, they have an intro video, which is really nice, really smart to have. If you have a YouTube page, you should have an intro video. But here's the thing that I do this now. Do this over like the next couple weeks. Trust me. Every one of your videos is a still image from the video. Rule of thumb when it comes to videos and especially YouTube, but rule number one is that people will click on a video that has a nice thumbnail before they even look at who posted it, before they look at the title, before they look at any other information. People will watch a video just based on the thumbnail alone. I want to see every video on here branded, good to go, brand colors, and
some text in the thumbnail.
Text and a thumbnail.
I was just gonna
simple.
Say. And also
very small text, like not a lot of text.
Yeah.
Like three, four words.
Something interesting about
something
what's
interesting.
In the video. Yeah.
Bring us to it.
And I think I remember you saying a while ago that the title should be SEO friendly.
Yes,
even if you're not like using the hashtags and everything.
Yes.
So it says First Dance Jazz Quartet. Okay, that's great. It could also be Chicago Wedding Band Jazz
Your title has to have the venue you're at.
So, yes, because people search for venues. People search for weddings. They search Chicago Bride.
Yes.
So you want to...
No one looks for First Dance unless they're just looking for the First Dance.
Right.
And by that time, they're not looking at the wedding band
anymore. And as Jason likes to remind everyone, because it's a fact that Google and YouTube are married to each other, and they recommend each other up in the ratings and the searches and stuff. So when you search, you know, music... music for weddings, then it should also be in your YouTube title, music for weddings or Chicago wedding band or something. So it'll recommend it on Google when they search.
I say this to a lot of different companies, but I'm going to say it to you guys specifically. If you're not, you need to push YouTube harder than anything else, because you're a music band or you're a music company, but you are literally the most important part of your music is the performance, is the visual aspect of it. And if you're going to sell someone based on your performance, they need to be able to see it, feel it, live through it, like it, love it. But you're going to get the most amount of top mentioned companies by doing the SEO friendly stuff.
I don't think I noticed any shorts on there.
There's a ton.
Okay. So they're doing shorts.
Yeah.
That's good.
So on that note, the shorts are going good, but you need more.
How often should they be posting to YouTube?
If you can, I would say no less than like 3 times a week. And they have like individual songs here, but you could do simple things like how-to videos. Like, oh, you want your band to do this at your wedding? Give some value. If you promote your YouTube page with some value, people will come to it and learn about it. And then the more authority you have on a subject, the more they're going to go, oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. You just take care of my wedding for me.
Or they could give little tips like
what
questions to ask before hiring a band.
Exactly.
How to make sure that the band fits your wedding style. How to make sure that your band can fit into your venue and stuff like that. Because I remember like setting up for an event and the stage that the band brought wouldn't fit in the actual event space.
Oh.
So that's kind of
that'd
something.
Be good to know.
Yes, exactly. But I'm sure experienced band leaders such as Amy would know how to do this. So that would be giving advice to future couples on like how to choose the right thing so you don't run into this situation.
So let's jump on to TikTok really quick, because Hilda was talking about the shorts. Mm-hmm. Your TikTok's great. There's a lot of videos on here. It's very engaging, but there's a lot of text on your TikToks.
I see.
People are watching TikToks very fast. You need to provide a hell of a lot of value and interest in the first 3 seconds. And if they see a wall of text, they'll skip past it.
Text is okay, like happy holidays.
Oh my God. Like little text is great, because that's how you engage. Because most people watch these videos on mute.
Mm.
So the only way you're going to get them to get off mute is by engaging them to say, hey, actually listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's,
in terms of providing a funnel of people, though, I would advocate TikTok as one of the top ones. In terms of educating, no. In terms of teaching people about your business, not quite. But funneling people in and getting people in there, because the ability for things to go viral on TikTok
is very
so
easy.
Easier.
It's particularly optimized for virality.
Yes.
So that's why I would, and especially for them who they just want people to have them on their minds, that's a good avenue
but
for them.
The analytics actually say that it takes 30 to 50 views of different videos of one single viewer before they even click on the person who made it. Okay. They don't want to see your page until they see 30 to 50 videos, which is crazy.
That's not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then past that, you need a ton more for them to go, like, yeah, they might follow you, and that's fine, but what are they going to share your video? Are they going to deep dive into it? Are they going to go down that marketing funnel to the next level? So you need a lot of content, and every content, every time you make a video, it has to say, hey, is this on brand? And are they actually going to enjoy this? Or is it just behind the scenes stuff? And that's fine too, but you just need a lot of it then. Yes, you are absolutely right. The virality of TikTok is very easy in how it works. It just has to hit.
Right.
So, no guarantees.
So I think your TikTok's good. Just keep doing it over and over and over. TikTok for you, I think, is vital. And you actually should be it because people want to feel like they're a part of experiencing mm-hmm. something when they're going through the videos. And that's exactly what you're providing.
Can they share TikToks to YouTube
or
not?
And here's something I recommend to everyone. Do not record and post onto the social media platforms. Record it first. So you can have that high quality image and then post to all your socials.
You mean don't record it in the app. So don't record open it in the TikTok. App. Help me. Don't record it on the app itself.
Yes.
Record it on your phone
so
and then post
record it on your phone. And then so that way if you record it on TikTok and then bring it to Instagram, bring it to YouTube, it has the TikTok logo burnt in. And as a business, that's not very good. That makes you look kind mm-hmm. of amateurish.
And also I heard that especially Instagram doesn't like promoting other platforms.
Like they'll knock that stuff off.
Yeah, they'll knock it off. Yeah.
Or like they won't like delete it.
Yeah,
but
they're
not going to share it.
Recommend it at all.
Yeah, it's not going to go through your feed very mm-hmm. well. So yeah, shoot it first, then post it. Hilda, take us through anything else. Take us through their Instagram and...
I actually like their Instagram. They do a lot. But I don't remember. Here's the thing. Like I look at Instagram a lot and I try to remember who posts stories and I don't remember any of the stories. So if you're not posting stories, then definitely start posting them because oftentimes that's the only way I get to see the people that I follow is by looking at the stories because Instagram is such a jerk about like recommendations
really
and pushing whatever they want. So, definitely post the stories.
And the rule of thumb is post stories as often as you can because you want to be in everyone's feed in the top three spots. Because if you're not in the top three spots, chances are people aren't going to see it.
Because like, of the top circles. You
exactly.
Mean,
yes. So if you actually go home,
mm-hmm. yeah,
like
one.
You'll see us and then you'll mm-hmm. see the top yeah. three spots.
And look, BB's posting. Good job,
yep.
BB. Just like we told you. Yay. Good. Okay. And then we see Chicago, Beth. And your video editing. So, yeah, those are the three people that are taking up, as you call, valuable real estate
that
space.
That is
so,
very valuable real estate.
And the most recent ones go up
yes.
there. So,
so
that's
the
why
more
you
often
be
you're posting.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow your analytics. See where you're actually getting the most time of day mm-hmm. with your viewers. And then post your stories during that time frame. This is why I always suggest shoot first, post when you need to.
Mm. There you go.
So, but the Instagram looks good. Hashtags look good. Everything else?
Yeah, no, I don't know what you want me to talk about right now.
Now the video, whatever you may call it, the documentary style video that chronicles a full day in the life of the band would do good, I think, on TikTok.
I think it would too. Yeah,
social media because it can, you know, if it was to be professionally shot, it could be edited in a vertical format
and cut up.
Yeah, just for those apps, and it could be a full version could be put on YouTube. So it would have a lot of different, you get a lot out of it, a lot of mileage on different
mm-hmm.
social media
Makes
accounts.
Makes sense. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, an easy way to, because Amy's, like you said, she's really good and personable and whatever, and like going to events and all that. I don't know if they actually do like a newsletter or something like that. Like
that's what we're getting into
yeah,
next.
So,
that's our big next wave of
for us you mean but okay but
marketing.
I want to mention it
absolutely.
To them like
absolutely
you want to keep their people's you know you want to be in people's mind a lot so and it's really it used to be easy on social media now but it's like you hardly ever see anybody so if you're on Facebook or Instagram and you're not taking the time to comment a lot on the people that you follow and you can do that as well, but that's more time consuming.
Right.
But if you have an email list, start sending out, you know, interesting like, hey, come and see us playing
yes.
for free in Chicago
yes.
downtown. Be part of the filming or something like that. So that would be newsletter letter worthy. I would
yes.
be like excited to go see that, you know, or like come and see us at Rosemont event or
right.
whatever. So anywhere where I could go see a band for free, I would want to know about it.
Or on top of that, since she is so social
mm-hmm.
and networky, she mentioned in her things that actually worked was inviting previous clients to the big bash.
Yep.
What if she were to invite previous clients, like having this newsletter,
mm-hmm.
hey, we're going to be at, we're not going to be performing,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to be at XX Expo.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's not a bad.
Yeah.
No, I meant like wedding
expo,
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. It's like, come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'd love to see you
mm-hmm.
again.
Yeah.
And then enjoy the free food that's
yeah.
there and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So literally she's going to be giving other people a chance. But then again, you always want to be on the forefront of your clients' minds because mm-hmm. they're going to share your information with other people.
That's correct.
Through word of mouth.
Yes.
So having that kind of stuff on an email campaign mm-hmm. is fantastic.
Yes. And also she could say, reach out and be like, I talked to my photographer friend. This is the best way to find a professional photographer. These are the questions to ask. And then, so she's also giving the value. So not necessarily just about the band, but like helping other people find a photographer, a videographer, you know.
And they got the connections.
Exactly.
Because they're working the gigs. So.
Exactly. And I'd be like, thanks, Amy, for sending me business.
Right. And that could be reciprical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've recommended her many times in the past.
I have too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then make sure you're doing hashtags. I know it's annoying. I know it gets tedious, but you got to do the hashtags. Mm-hmm. You need what is the minimum 10 to 13 relevant specific types of hashtags, because a band, if you say Chicago band, maybe, but there's so many other bands out there that are going to flood, and a profile that has tons more followers, tons more views, Instagram is going to promote those over anything else. So thinking outside the box, like Chicago band recording live or something like that, like the more specific, they're called long tails. And the longer hashtags you get, the more specific hashtags you get, you're going to get more views, because people don't need to search for that one hashtag. They'll link jump from one thing to the next, and then something will look interesting and blah, blah, blah. And they link and then they find you. But that stuff's going to be more valuable in the long run. But something like Chicago band probably has a couple million hits like this week.
Wow. I don't know if we talked about it, but on Instagram, it's missing the tag on Instagram that's on their,
the
homepage of their website. Yeah. So remember when we talked about what's like, we're looking for the tagline.
Yes.
So we finally found it on their homepage, but it's not on Instagram. So that should also be on Instagram. I don't know if we mentioned that. It should also be on Facebook.
What's the tagline?
There is none.
On Instagram,
the
there
name
is
Yaz Events / Chicago, Illinois band. And then you have a website. I would do a Linktree on here too.
Yeah.
If you have the ability to do two separate, like a Linktree is really good because then you can get them to the website, you can get them to your other socials.
But definitely describe in more detail, like you have on your website.
I need something. Yeah. Something needs
one
to be,
sentence.
Be on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, we're working through that ourselves. So if you check us out, we're
and does it mention woman-owned, LGBTQ friendly? That would be huge to put on your Instagram, because a lot of people nowadays are like literally looking for,
and people are seeking out.
Yes. Like I see ads in our little Facebook groups like must be not just LGBTQ friendly, but must be a female LGBTQ friendly. People are
or
very
black
specific.
Owned
yes.
Female.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
I do it too, but people are sort of searching for it. Mm-hmm. So any last notes before we rock up the marketing?
No, I think she's doing good. She just needs to work a little bit harder in certain areas, but she's very much, on brand with her stuff.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Any last thoughts? Marketing is over. Any last thoughts about Yaz Events?
Hire us.
Not subtle at all.
Yeah, no, shameless.
What she said.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us here. If you like what you saw, again, check us down. Hit that link down in the description to fill out your own form for your own episode of The Pitch Session.
Yeah.
And if you really dug what we did here in the matter of 1 hour, imagine what we could do for your business if we actually had time to sit down with you, pick your brain, understand your brand, and make something highly custom just for you for photo, video, or marketing. EO7 Media is here for you. Was that like super
that
salesy?
That was super salesy.
Nathan liked it.
EO7 Media. Nathan's just clapping because we're about to go get some lunch and beer.
That's true. Guys, thank you again so much for joining us.
Lunch and beer.
Have a great
lunch
week.
Lunch and beer. Lunch and beer. Woo!
I can't keep this all to myself. I got all you need, and I'm sailing away.